Oh, good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. It's 8 o'clock. It's time. He's in here.
I am.
He's loaded and ready to go. Got his coffee.
Yes. And, you know, it is definitely coffee, hot coffee weather.
It is, yeah. We got a real winter this year.
These cold mornings and these winters, you know, this keeps up. I'm going to take up ice fishing again.
Yeah.
You know, the ice is probably stable enough to hold Johnny. So it's.
Hey, listen, we're going to talk about the ARC, the 338 ARC.
Yeah.
Coming up here momentarily. But as always, it's brought to you this first segment, Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire Repair.
That's right. You know, Tim and his crew will get you on the road and keep you there. Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. Wonderful place. They're with Pothole Central right here as Flint, Michigan.
You cannot use the right-hand lane southbound Dort Highway south of Bristol. If you go past, terrible. It's okay up to Diamond Jim's.
Yeah, but south
you get
of there,
past that
down there south of Maple, it's like Beirut.
It's like Beirut.
Now, when you go down, you try taking 69 over to 75 to go north at you know, by Miller Road, the big exchange, the 75, 69. There's going to be terrible tragedies there this year.
It's awful.
The potholes are so bad.
The ramp.
Right on the ramp. The whole road is covered with chunks of cars and huge pieces of ice that fall off all your vehicles because they'll literally knock your dentures out. You know what I mean? And I don't have dentures, but
you know,
feel like I would lose them.
Some of those are big enough where if a car did fall down into one, it would be almost even. You could just drive right over the car.
You could go do the polar plunge in some of them.
Yes.
I'm telling you. But anyways, back to reality.
It wreaks havoc on your car's suspension, though.
They're saying that the average repair for Genesee County residents is $1,400 a year to repair from potholes. And I believe it too. I don't even want to drive.
Yeah.
I got one of my vehicles I haven't driven in a month and a half.
Taking it nice and easy.
Yeah.
But Diamond Jim's, if you are in a pinch, boy, these guys can handle any of that.
Alignment,
take care of any of it for you.
Suspension, shocks, brakes, rims.
Yeah. You know,
people are breaking rims in this weather.
Yep.
And it's going to get worse. We keep getting these really cold snaps and then it warms up a little bit. The roads are literally falling apart. Roads you thought were perfectly fine. Are why we have Diamond Jim's.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
You can get your new tires, your new brakes, your winter air.
Keep it rolling. Winter air is very important. And spring air before long.
It won't be long. You know, that's a nice thing. Days are getting longer.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. I get up and I'm like, hey.
Your circadian rhythms are coming back.
They're starting to come back. Yeah. You know, I'm opening up my curtains a little earlier.
Yeah.
My plants are saying thank you.
Uh-huh.
I got a little bit of a green thumb going. You know, I got like 60 plants.
I got a black thumb going.
I see that. Yee, it's gotten uglier.
Yeah, it's
holy cow.
It's coming along.
Yee. You need to put a glove on. Get a Michael
I can't
Jackson
wait till
glove
the nail comes off.
I hate it when nails come off. Man, that's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
But believe me, I've hit my thumbs a lot.
I imagine you have,
Had some, right. I literally, when I was a kid, I literally took my finger on my left hand and flattened it. It was like you hit it with a, I hit it with a claw hammer.
Man, that hurts.
It split it right in two. And it's still deformed. But it's not my trigger finger, so I'm okay.
There you go.
But so anyways, happy cold Saturday, everybody. Remember, Diamond Jim's, you can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com. 810-743-4210 is their number. Get on their list. Leave them a message over the weekend. They'll call you back on Monday or Tuesday and get you on their list to get you fixed up. So it's big game weekend. I'm not really excited about it. It doesn't do much for me. It's a football game. You know?
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. So it's like...
Tomorrow?
Yeah. And I don't even really care.
I think
I'm going to spend it reloading ammunition. That'll make me happy.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do things when you get our age that make us happy.
Yes.
And my arm's not working good, but I got to work it. You know?
So you got it out of the sling, though.
I got it out of the sling. Doc says... keep up the good work. I got all these exercises I'm doing. I got to do like the itsy bitsy spider climbing
up the wall thing. Yeah.
And you do it in a shower with a hot water pouring on. So at least I got an excuse for taking long hot showers now.
Right.
Because it takes a long time to get your arms to go. I can't get my fingers like on my right, left hand, I can go all the way up.
Yeah.
So I can shoot left handed, but right handed, not yet. Mm. I have been practicing and I still can't hold the gun good to rack the slide, but it's getting there. And Doc says, give it time. In 2 months, you'll be happy. Yep. You took this time off.
Yep.
So just be careful. Don't hurt it. He says, don't go out in public without your sling on because somebody's going to come up and punch you in the shoulder. He says, I know you.
Yep.
And somebody's going to come up and give you a bear hug, and you're going to grimace.
This is the old men talking about their ailments.
No kidding.
Portion of the program.
This is the Gunsmith Show.
It's the Gunsmith Show.
All right. Big on my list this year. I'm actually excited about this. I've been digging. You know, I when I have time like this and too much coffee, I research ammunition, and this 338 ARC has just got me in an uproar. Okay. 30 years ago, the 6.5 Grendel comes out. The caliber's good. The size of the cartridge is good. It'll fit in an AR-15. Alexander Arms did a wonderful thing developing that cartridge. Since then, it's been modified several times and turned into other ammunition. The 338 ARC is a brainchild. Now, the 300 Blackout is still one of my favorites. It's a slow, sometimes subsonic, very quiet when it goes through a suppressor, but enough power to, like, you could deer hunt with it at 200 yards if you wanted to. You could deer hunt with it at 100 yards and be very effective. It's an accurate round. I love it. Now, the 338 ARC is very similar, only the bullet is bigger and much heavier. The bullet is actually so long on these, Dan. I'm telling you, the bullet is almost like an inch and a half long.
Wow.
But the shell is only, the shell's tiny. So the bullet goes way down in the shell, so that it'll still fit in an AR-15 magazine.
Okay.
And what a round, though. This thing is, it's got me, it's one of those wow ammunition things. You know, it's like, wow, how did they think of that? Who would have thought to put this great big long 307 grain bullet into this little shell and make it go subsonic, but have, like, even at 200 yards, it's got more power than a 44 Magnum.
Mm.
So it's like, wow, it's got stopping power. So
mass times something equals something.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. This is a brainiac made this one. So
did you like how I put that?
I did.
Mass times something equals something.
Exactly. Yeah. And I, not to say you're not a brainiac, you're a smart fella, but you're a pretty smart fella.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll leave it at that. Now it's not a barn burner, so it's not one of them ballistically, oh my gosh, rounds like a 300 Ultra Magnum or something. No, this is a little arc. It fits into an AR-15. It's designed for subsonic and for hypersonic.
Very specific applications.
Yes, and I like it a lot. I don't have anything else in 338 right now, but doggone it, I see, you know, if I had a Ouija board, it would be saying, John, you're going to see an arc, a 338 arc.
It's in your future.
And I am going to see the arc soon down in Kentucky. But
okay.
This is a different arc.
That'd be anyways, cool.
So now the bullet range right now is from 165 grain, which is a hypersonic round. It's a small enough bullet, they can make it go really fast, to 307 grains, which is the subsonic thumper.
Okay? Stopping power.
Goes through a suppressor quietly. It'll
hits with force.
Hits with a lot of force. So, because it's such a big bullet, it's 307 grains. It's right now, that's would be like one of the biggest ones in my repertoire. So, it is so different that it's still, and I'm still perplexed sometimes as I read it. Now, I got a bunch of information because really cool. What happened recently is Guns and Ammo just came out with a March edition. And Richard Nance did this issue all about the 338. And I've been talking about it for a while and looking at it and wondering when I'm going to get an AR-15 upper so that I can put one of these together. And sooner than later. So, but Richard Nance from Guns and Ammo, I got a lot of this information right from his story this month. So, or the March's issue, which is already out. But in comparison to the 300 Blackout, which I love, the 190 grain 300 Blackout at 200 yards produces 384 foot-pounds of energy. The 338 arc with the 307 grain bullet at 200 yards produces 605 foot-pounds of energy. So it's almost twice as strong or powerful. So it's got much more killing power at that range. So for pig hunting and deer hunting, pig meaning hogs, which is huge now, these suppressed hog guns, they're so quiet you don't even have to wear ear protection, shot out of a short-barreled hog gun. They're just really, really cool setups.
Are they still proliferating in Michigan, wild hogs?
They are, and there's no closed season on them. You know, we have a closed season on coyotes during mating season. They're even still doing PSAs on the radio asking you to kill every pig you find in the woods. So, yeah, they're out there.
They're very destructive.
They are very. Now, down south, you'd see 30 of them would run across the road in a line. They'd be a herd of them. Like we see deer here.
Yeah.
Wild
hogs, gone feral.
Yes. And they're nasty.
Yeah.
They are nasty. They will.
Do they grow tusks?
Yes. And they'll tear your yards up. They'll tear your fences up. They'll tear your dogs up. They'll do all kinds of, because they eat meat and vegetables.
Right.
And they
they're omnivores.
Is that what they are?
Yep.
Kind of like me at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Or me. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, this 338 arc, I'm pretty excited about it. Jake is like, I don't really need another cartridge. And I said, I don't either. But I like shooting suppressed more than he does. So, and I'm looking for things that are easy on my shoulder right now, too.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to adapt to left-handed shooting, you know. Mm-hmm. But for now, my incision is right where my butt of my stock would go. Mm-hmm. So it's like, nope.
Not
going to do it there. But I can shoot with a brace gun, okay? So a brace gun is a pistol with a brace.
Yep.
So like...
On your forearm.
On your forearm.
Yep.
And you can Velcro it to your forearm. I think it still rocked my world a little bit right now, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
But a brace might be more in my future this year for the first 6 months of the year.
Yeah.
So this is all new, getting a new shoulder. So we'll see
how it goes. You think you could shoot both ways? Can you shoot left-handed?
Oh, I shoot left-handed. Yeah, I even in combat leagues years ago, you had to shoot right and left-handed to compete. If you didn't shoot left-handed, you were out.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
When I played poker online, my avatar was Amber Dextrous.
Amber. That's your stage name? I go by Bubbles Galore.
Yeah, that's right.
So the 338 arc is available in bolt guns and, of course, in the air platform. And I think it's actually available in some single shot pistol. They make it in a bolt action pistol. I know that. So it'll be cool. I'm excited about it. And I'm excited about this whole show, to be honest with you. So fill up that coffee and
We're going to come back
more
after this. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.